Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ethical or unethical? Or maybe unethical but acceptable in some situations. We've covered a lot of ground already.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like so far, for the most part, we've thought that those things are pretty okay. Most of them.
At the very least, even though we give hot wings a hard time, every one of them has gray area. I mean, life is gray area. Life is not black and white. I think we all know that. This person just wrote, I believe it's perfectly acceptable to cut your parents out of your life if they are not good to you.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't think that's unethical at
there
all.
Are some parents who are just so absolutely miserable that they do nothing to promote the wellness of their kids, and the kids manage to survive to adulthood, and then the parents continue to be a problem. Get rid of them.
Yeah, 100%.
That's anyone in your life that's holding you back, making your life worse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where it is just a constant barrage of fight or flight because they are a miserable person.
Yeah.
You don't have... Family or not, friend or not, someone who's been in your life or not, that doesn't mean they're entitled to make your life less because theirs is miserable.
There's just that pull when it's your parents to, oh, I got to make this right, maybe. Or people in your family that are like, oh, yeah, but when mom did this or dad did this, here's where they were coming from. Or it's been years, you guys should like mend this. And it makes it a lot harder when it's family, specifically mom and dad's because of those.
You're right. Yeah. It's a lot easier for me to sit here and say that because my parents have always been very good to me.
Right.
So I don't have to think about it in a real situation.
Yeah. I have a friend whose mom she's so mean. Every time I've been around her, I'm like, I'm so thankful. I don't know you like that. Because every time she's one of those people, when you're around her, she's talking smack about somebody. Ugh. So, you know, when you leave the room, you are not, it's any safer than anyone else. And she'll do it to her own kids. So her boys, she'll talk smack to one of them and then go to the other and talk smack about the other. Mm-hmm. Oh. I'm like, you are just such a bad person.
You're a toxic workplace person.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't understand that because those are those people that we've talked about them before. They're not happy unless they're pissed,
right?
Which sounds like it's complete opposites, but like that is their... That's their baseline. They have to be
pissed.
They
prefer misery.
Yeah.
And like you said, hot wings, they stir the pot. And what has been so fascinating when I've talked to this friend of mine is when they tell me, yeah, my mom told me this. So I went and I confronted my brother about it. And my brother told me that my mom said that to him as well about me. And she did it. And then when they started fighting, she was like, well, I don't know what to do here. And she kind of like washed her hands of it. And I'm like, you started this. You so started this, ma'am. It's crazy to see it. It doesn't happen nearly as often anymore because they've kept a safe distance from her. But when they put those two things together, I'm like, yeah, your mom was talking smack to both of y'all.
Yeah, I don't think it's unethical to cut toxic people out of your life at all.
No.
I think it's unethical if you cut them out by driving them to the woods and leaving them in the cold.
Yes.
That might be unethical.
But just saying your life is no longer part of mine?
Yeah.
If you think it's unethical and you have someone in your life who is toxic like that, try it and see if you still feel that way later.
Yeah.
Because I bet you'd be like, wow, I'm tired of all this relaxation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's one. The place where I work is getting shut down soon. The entire building and all of its contents will just go to the dump.
Oh, hell yeah, steal things.
Is it ethical to take things like scrap metal, old unused parts, excess consumables like filters, etc.? It's against policy, but come on, it's ending up in the dump or it's getting used at my house.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't think that is unethical.
I don't either.
I mean, I think, you know, like theft is theft. If they were going to sell those parts or they were going to liquidate, that's different. But I remember a few years ago, my ex-wife was working for a business and she worked at a business at the mall and they were closing down. And because of the way they do inventory and everything, they were selling things at a pretty deep discount. But anything that went unsold, they didn't donate it or anything. They threw it in a dumpster because that's how they show loss or whatever. And so I understand kind of, but I'm like, how about you put it in the dumpster? They can take the loss. No one's going to know the difference, but then take the clock. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like take it back out or take the armchair. Because I always thought that was weird. To me, it's more unethical that they're throwing it away if it's perfectly good.
I agree.
I worked for a little beauty supply store in college. And anytime somebody brought back a curling iron or a straightener or a blow dryer, And we sold high-end brand ones, so people were spending anywhere between $100 and $200 on these things at a time. If they brought it back, even if they just wanted to exchange it for a different color and it had only been taken out of the box and never used, you had to cut the cord and toss it. Mm-hmm. And you were on camera, so they would be like, oh, we can watch you do this. And I'd be like, I don't give a damn. I am balling on a budget. And they just brought back a $100 curling iron that I still have, by the way. I'm like, I'm taking this.
Right.
Why wouldn't I take this? I'm not going to cut this and put it in the trash. And I'd text a GM and be like, yo, somebody just returned a cheap curling iron. I'm taking it.
Steve, you had that with your, can we talk about the lawnmower?
Yeah.
So, well, how did that work out that you had a brand new lawnmower sent to you, but you were supposed to destroy the old one that worked?
Yeah, I had like probably 4 or 5 years ago, I had bought a lawnmower. I got an email maybe 6 months ago saying that there was a national recall on them because of, I don't know, something where if you left a battery in it for too long, like the battery would overheat or something.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. I looked it up. It turned out there was like 2 instances of a battery catching on fire.
Right.
But anyway, they're like, we're recalling all of these. And I'm like, it's a lawnmower. I'm not going to, like, I'm not paying to package this thing up and send it back to you.
Right.
So I called about it. They were like, yep, we're going to send you a brand new lawnmower. You have to send us a picture of, and they gave me instructions. They said, open it, take the top cover off, cut this chunk of wire out, hold up the piece of wire, send us a picture of it, and then we will send you a new lawnmower. And then you have to dispose of your old one. And I was like,
sure.
Okay. So I opened the cover up. I cut both pieces exactly where they said, took a picture of it. They said, all right, your new lawnmower is on its way. It'll be there in 3 days. 3 days later, it showed up. Then I took that wire and I took out my soldering iron and I soldered the 3 wires back together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a perfectly working lawnmower again and I sold the new one to Freebeer.
Yeah. Win-win for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Everybody wins. Everybody wins. Yeah.
But is that morally questionable?
I don't think it is. You're saving the environment.
I think that would have been pretty wasteful to throw away one that worked fine.
Yeah.
If you understand what you're doing with the, you know, so you don't cause the problem taking, and be the third
case. All the risk is on me.
Yeah. They're covering their bases and you're covering yours.
I understand why they do that, but it just, it seems like such a waste.
All right. This is a good question. It's much smaller than, you know, euthanasia or dismantling your parental relationship.
Or lawnmowers.
Lawnmowers.
Those are right up there.
You're at a line in a buffet. This is from the 847.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a buffet or like at a graduation party, this happens to me a lot because I'm a picky eater. They always put the salads in the front and a lot of the stuff. And then I just want like a roll or a cookie on the other end. Do you have to wait in line or can you go around that person and then start popping down to the things you want?
I think you can. I mean, as long as you're not impeding anybody, I think that's fine. It's kind of like playing through in golf.
That's how I look at it. I always wonder, and this person wrote in and said, is it okay if I just want a donut from the buffet line to go around people and grab the donut?
Well, especially, if you're just reaching.
Yeah.
For me, it's how far apart are the people that I'm going to cut in between to get the item?
This, in my mind, I'm seeing an empty stretch where there's just me walking up.
Go right around.
And I'm not going to go between two people if I have to say, excuse me, then they're too close and I'm a problem.
No. You walk up and you just kind of tap them on the side and you say, scooch, scooch.
I have a donut attack.
Yeah. I think it also matters if it's the last one of something.
Oh, yes.
Like if you do the reach in and take the last of something, that's a D move, man.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that because that would be like, hey, you might want this and I got it. Yoink.
But most of the time in those situations, I just ask. I go, hey, would you mind if I hop in? I'm going to grab some macaroni or whatever. And then most people go, yeah, of course, that's fine.
There are some people who are so painfully slow at making a plate.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Those
Preach,
are,
Kelly.
I don't like that at all. Like, hurry up. If I can't cut you, I'm gonna say something like, wow, you are really painting a portrait over here, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Like, hurry up. It's mashed potatoes. What's taking you so long? Right?
The worst is when there's labels, because most of the time there's labels on everything, even if it's something as obvious as mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
And people be like, ooh, what's that?
They have to open it.
Oh, I'm not sure.
I think there's garlic in these. I don't know, Casey. Go. Yeah,
do like what everyone normal does and just take more than you thought you'd end up with at the end of the line on your plate when you have a weird mountain and go, oh boy, that really got out of hand. And then take it and then eat most of it.
Yeah.
And then go back for seconds later.
All right. Next one. Somebody just wrote in. Swearing. Is swearing unethical?
No.
They're just words that we've assigned meaning to. Are you telling me I can call someone a worthless moron and tell them they deserve to die? That's fine, because I didn't use swears, but if I call somebody the C word, I'm the worst person in the world? That is a fair argument. I do think swearing is overrated as far as how bad it is.
Yeah, I think we put too much emphasis on that. But I also curb it in situations because I'm a true subscriber to the time and place.
Yeah.
If there's kids around or whatever, I try not to use swear words. I try not to behave inappropriately because I know because kids are modeling everything they see adults do. So I go, I don't want them to sound like I might be being a butt in the moment, but I like to think I'm not a butt most of the time, but kids don't know that. They hear a word that they think is fun or whatever. If the parents want to teach them, fine, whatever. But I don't want to be the one who does that.
However, if you're in like a primarily adult environment, it is not my job to police myself because you brought your kids.
No.
You're bringing your kids to a brewery and me and my girls are catching up and we're talking about who we banged 2 weeks ago and it's pretty funny and we're getting riled up, I'm sorry. You brought your kids to a brewery.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
You should be okay with that. Move if you're not okay with it.
Yeah, the responsibility is on that person, not on you.
This text from Nashville. What about this? Is it ethical to stop at a random hotel for free breakfast? No, that's stealing.
Yeah, that's stealing. That's unethical.
I mean, I don't.
Many people have done it.
Yeah.
But
they throw away all that food. So it goes right back to what about a lawnmower or a hair straightener? If they're just going to toss out all that extra food anyway and you go in and make a plate. I really don't see a big deal about that.
There was
Think
a lady
of those that need the hair straighteners.
Yeah.
There was a lady on TikTok who said like she, I think, lived in New York. And so she was like, my biggest hack is I pass by a couple different hotels on my walk to work every day. So I'll stop in and grab a coffee and a banana.
Yeah.
On my way to work. And they're like Kelly said, they're going to throw it away anyway. That banana is only going to be it's going to whisper in the night. I'm ready. And then they're going to throw it away.
Yeah.
But they might give it to but they might let staff take that stuff home. And a lot of those people don't a whole lot of money.
No, they don't.
There's still leftovers, though.
So you might be stealing bananas from poor people.
Are a poor person stealing the banana?
Who's more poor? You got to figure it out.
Yep. If you're a poor person stealing those bananas, knock yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if it's you're walking on your way to work to your big bank job, you're probably not destitute.
All of these. Morally dubious spots. That's why we're talking.
Of course, most things are.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.